Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is fucking Friday. Another week of progressive fucking tyranny. I mean, communists, they march forward as the people back up. That's what I see. It's also the 10th day of September, 2021. So we're getting close to the middle of September when, they keep indicating they're going to fucking get badass and they want us to, I guess this is when the war starts. I guess this is when we're going to have to fucking start shooting and stop polishing them guns and start shooting them. Alrighty then. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is the live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. And then, okay, and that again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 62 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 67 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And the rain came. And it rained. And it's raining on and off. And we've got a little bit of rain. But the goddamn smoke stays. The smoke's not going nowhere. Health alert. You know, they used to give a health alert, you know, it's for the next 2 days. We have a smoke health alert, you know, and now it's until further notice. That means when it fucking snows and puts the fires out. Anyway, let's see what we're going to look at today. You know, this Monday, the extended unemployment ended. And at the same time, on Thursday, I think it was, you had fucking the dead-headed fucking diaper boy fucking come up and announce that they're going to try and force these vaccinations through private fucking businesses. And, you know, threaten you, jab, no jab or no job. Fucking blatant fucking treason without fucking jurisdictional authority. And fucking, I mean, this is corporate fucking horse shit that we do not have to put up with because we have a higher law. It is the law of we the people, ratified by the representatives of we the people, December 15, 1791, and these motherfucking international corporate mafia are fucking in violation of every fucking bit of it. I mean, they are fucking traitors of the highest fucking degree, and they have declared war on our Bill of Rights, which means they've declared war on every free man in this fucking country and every free woman. And it's time for us to meet that fucking challenge. But what about these merchants? Because the merchants have always been the fucking problem. I mean, they would sell your fucking rights for just one more little fucking bit of tax break or a fucking goodie from the fucking government, man, that goes along with their licensing by the fucking government and becoming government fucking agents. So how are they going to take care of these guys when people start walking off their jobs because they're not going to take these fucking jabs? Well, that's what we're going to talk about as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Okay, so how's this shit going to work? Well, just like we told you it was going to work when this whole thing began. Joe Biden's plan for forced vaccinations for American workers does not include illegal aliens. What? I mean, they're coming, he's wanting to give these goddamn Afghans, he's wanting to make them citizens right fucking now. The ones that they're flying in, and not to mention the fucking hordes, and I mean hordes that have crossed our fucking southern border and are already here. The whole idea was the recolonization of this country with fucking slave labor and the killing of the fucking American nationals who by right of conquest and by our law, by the fucking law that we put into effect back in 1791, this place fucking belongs to us. And they've been stealing it from us. They've been taking it from us without due process of the law. They've been in violation of the law. They have created an unlawful corporation. They have created an unlawful 14th Amendment, naming us as subjects instead of the fucking rulers. You know, it was always that public servant. They're going to be your servants. Well, your fucking servant is now claiming to be your fucking master. They are exercising a fucking foreign jurisdiction upon our soil, which is admiralty jurisdiction, which is one of the things that the people back in 1775 fucking fought to beat out of this goddamn country, because it is fucking, it is merchant law. It is the law of the fucking industry. And fucking you got the United States is now, and according to Title 28, Definition 15, a corporation due to the Act of 1879. So, what the fuck do you think? What do you think they're doing here? They're getting ready to fucking replace you, and the ones that they haven't fucking are replacing with are being trained on the Indian reservations with all that fucking ammo and fucking reloading supplies you can't get to fucking be the cannon fodder that comes to get you. But we're going to go right over top of them. We're going for the fucking suits. Shoot the suits. They have declared war on your fucking Bill of Rights. They've declared war on your fucking liberty and freedom and your right to own property. Everything that the fucking true founders of this country who started this fucking uprising back in April of 19th, 1775, fought to fucking get you. And also to the fucking patriots, the anti-federalists who fought to get that goddamn Bill of Rights written, ratified law that could never be changed. But we had to enforce it. That was the only fucking, that was the only fucking stickler in it. But goddamn, we just fucking won it. If we'd have just held the same standard, or if the people who fucking won it would have just went to Philadelphia and finished the fucking job and killed every fucking aristocrat in this goddamn country, we would not be in the shit we're in. But then, like, these people, you know, slid the Bill of Rights underneath a pile of fucking trash papers stopped teaching when they took over the schools. When you start letting the fucking government teach your fucking children instead of you teaching them, this is what you're gonna fucking get. But they were never taught the Bill of Rights. They were never taught that we are the supreme fucking authorities. We are individual free sovereigns. We're on a fucking par with the Queen of fucking England. Oh, what? No, that's why they fucking hate our guts. That's why that fucking Bill of Rights has to be removed, or there can be no fucking New World Order. Because it does not allow for it. Anyway, here's what Biden's going to do. You know you're going to go there. You've been working. You worked all through this fucking phony demic. This fucking phony ass COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. There is no vaccine for that which doesn't exist. There is a fucking death shot, however, that they are trying to put into the arms of as many fucking Americans who might fucking defy their fucking attempt to fucking remove the procedural due process contained in that fucking Bill of Rights, which is your fucking freedom, your liberty, and your right to own property. The only way it can be taken from you, you have to follow those procedures in that goddamn Bill of Rights, and you have to use one of the maximums in there to base your claim on. Okay, this is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Joe Biden announced forced vaccination for millions of American workers on Thursday from his perch in the White House. The new rules apply to American workers, but not illegal aliens. Illegal aliens, they're telling you, that's a fucking invader, people. That is invasion that you're paying for. You're paying motherfuckers to be down on the border to help these fucking invaders get across your goddamn border. Take your goddamn fucking houses. Take your goddamn fucking jobs. Take your fucking goddamn wealth of your nation. And you just take care of the son of a bitches until they get ready to take you over there. Well, they got to disarm you first. And then they'll take you over to the ditch and put that bullet to your, through your fucking head. And after they got a bullet through the head of every fucking American national, all that paper of that, you know, that Bill of Rights, all that law would become null and void because the people that it fucking was written by and was to be enforced by are all gone. Well, we're not going to just go that fucking easy. We're going to rip your fucking asses apart, you son of a bitches. I heard him talking this morning. 80% of the people have refused to become vaccinated. Shove your 80 fucking percent number up your fucking ass. Shove every number and every word, that lie and shit that comes out of your fucking mouth right up your ass. We're not believing none of it. You think if you could have did it, you already would have done it. So get the fucking getting. I'm fucking ready. Let's fucking do this fucking thing and get her over with. So that if I'm dead, at least my fucking children and grandchildren or whoever's fucking left will be living fucking under the fucking Bill of Rights. And they will be living under their own autonomy, which is their own self-governance under that Bill of Rights. And they will be free. And they will be happy. And they will have the access to the fucking resources in this country that these motherfuckers they're flat-ass fucking strong-arm robbing it from us. You cannot remove what belongs to an American national without going through that due process of the law isn't in your individual capacity. You sure as hell can't do it as a corporate. Fuck this corporation. The corporation's gotta go. The fucking 14th Amendment's gotta go. Everybody who came here as an act of fucking fraud under that 14th Amendment's gotta go. And then we the people are gonna fucking take back this goddamn country and we're gonna reinstate the common law courts and we're gonna start hanging fucking people. For fucking violations of the law. They are fucking criminals by definition of the English fucking language. If you can read the fucking Bill of Rights and then look at what they're doing and look at their fucking unlawful fucking dictates they have put forth. And that's what this whole thing's been since March of last year. It's been a fucking attempt to try to, you know, to insinuate this quasi-judicial authority. It's just like the, you know, the CDC is going to have their own judicial system. They're going to hold their own courts. A fucking corporation. Might as well be Walmart. Huh? I know people. You allow this fucking, you surrender your fucking country and you surrender it for your fucking progeny. And you go back and you think about the men who fucking fought and died and how they fought and died and how, and the goddamn hell they went through to get this shit for you. And then think about what a fucking coward you are that you can't, with the largest army on the fucking planet, face of this fucking planet, you can't hold it. You can't fucking throw these fuckers off. Horse shit. Joe Biden announced forced vaccinations for millions of American workers on Thursday from his perch in the White House. Perch. I mean, that fucking son of a bitch. I mean, I want to attack him because he comes up there and he, you know, get vaccinated. Like, the fucking old fucker has to have somebody change his fucking diaper for him. Don't talk tough, Joe. You're not fucking tough. And then all you fucking, Blackwater USA mercenaries who are fucking, are the private fucking goddamn army of this goddamn unlawful corporation. You better start thinking about what you're fucking doing. Look at the fucking people you are working for. Because those of you that are Americans, when I doubt there are few because you probably bought more fucking foreigners in here because they're more apt to shoot a fucking American. But you start looking at your fucking own fucking family and you look at your own fucking progeny. What are they going to be living under? Because the idea is to bring the rural population down to under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature, don't you know? At some point, Americans may wake up and see that these people in power are at war with them. What? You mean we're at war? You mean when you say you declare war on us, you meant it? They really don't like you. They don't. I figured that out a long fucking time. I've been preaching that for 10 fucking years. Screaming it over this fucking microphone. Here's one solution. So revoke your citizenship, go across the Mexican border illegally, and you won't have to comply with vaccine mandates, and you'll get free everything. You cross that fucking border in Mexico, I'll tell you what, you're under Mexican law. It ain't like here where you fucking cross our fucking border and you're fucking, there's no law applies to you. You're given what we, the people, are supposed to have. You are fucking, you are free of the fucking, any fucking corporate fucking, bounds on your fucking actions whatsoever. You are free to fucking go to fucking Walmart and spend people's money who are busting their fucking ass just to try to live here in the United States, who own this goddamn country, who should be as wealthy as Saudi princes, as much resources has been taken out of this goddamn country, and as few a people as we truly are. I guarantee you there's a couple hundred million more people here that aren't supposed to be here. They have been infiltrated into the interior of this United States for this fucking war that we are in right now. Only we're not fighting it. We got to start fighting that war. That's how you win a war. You got to fight the son of a bitch. You got him overwhelmed. And you won't fight. It just fucking, it baffles me. President Biden announced a sweeping plan that could force millions of unvaccinated Americans to get the COVID-19 shot. COVID-19 does not fucking exist. This has all been a fucking Zionist Jew operation to try to fucking push the people out and push this new fucking colonization slave force in so that the fucking merchants in this goddamn country can have slaves. And the rest of the fucking American national, I mean, just a handful of them, you know, the fucking Masonic Lodge and the fucking Dirty Church people. You know, they are the cliques, all the fucking collectives, so that they can have the, all of the wealth of the United States, and the rest of you, you'll either be a peon like that goddamn Mexican or that Chinaman. You will learn to kowtow or you won't fucking eat. And we'll do to your children, we'll do to you whatever we fucking well please. And you have no law to protect you, because if you surrender that fucking gun, you can't enforce your goddamn law that was put there to protect you. Your fucking ancestors put it there expecting you to have the balls that they had when they won it for you. That if they tried to fucking subvert that law, you would put them motherfuckers in the ground. And go over, don't go through, go around, go over, get to the fucking suits, cut the head off that fucking snake, and the fucking rest of it won't know what to fucking do except run the other fucking way, because then you will be fucking united, because you will have fucking worked together to get where you're at, and you can just blast those fuckers right back down to the fucking South America, Central America, Mexico, China, India, South Korea, name it. Anywhere around the fucking world, they're coming, people. Because they have dropped the borders of your country. That's your sovereignty. That's like you're goddamn taking your fucking fence down and saying you can do anything you want on his property now, because there's no goddamn fence for him to enforce that line. They're trying to move our fucking jurisdictional authority, remove it, so that we are just goddamn subjects under the 14th Amendment. A subject has no goddamn rights. A subject lives under the will of his sovereign. Read the dictionary. Fox News reported, President Biden announced a sweeping plan that could force millions of unvaccinated Americans to get the COVID-19 shot. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It's a fucking lie. Just like this 9/11 bullshit that you're watching right now. Look what they have done to fucking perpetuate that fucking lie. And over the majority of the people in this country know exactly what happened on 9/11, that it was the CIA and the fucking Mossad that fucking demolitioned those two World Trade Center buildings and Building 17. I think they tried to claim a match fell on the floor and it melted all the fucking supports and it just fell right in its tracks, as the reporter's reporting that it already fell while it's standing up right behind her. I mean, God damn it. Again, they really do think we're fucking stupid, but not all of us. The people that stay back and stay quiet are the ones you better think about. The people in the jungle that are fucking just going, they're ignoring you because you haven't become a big enough fucking problem. You're like that fucking fly, but you've done flew in our face one too many times, motherfuckers. We're up on our feet. We're planning how to fucking destroy you, how to kill you and get you away from us so you ain't buzzing around in our goddamn face no more. COVID-19 shot, but left out mandating the vaccine for illegal immigrants crossing the border. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. I mean, they put him up here. This is the old propagandist. They know that we know that that son of a bitch is not speaking from his own brain because he does not have one. I believe they have a thing in his ear that you can't see, and they're telling him what to say, and when he can, he's trying to speak it as clearly as he fucking can. That son of a bitch is, he's brain dead. Biden said of the roughly 80 million Americans who have not yet taken a shot, and that's a fucking lie. You know they're going to throw up every fucking number, and you've seen every fucking number, and you know you've seen every fucking number. It was 42 million fucking last week. I've read 42 million, 32 million, 60 million. I've read all these, now 80 million. They're going to make up it a little bit. Try about double that. Try about 160 fucking million people that are saying fuck you, and 40 million of them that are of fighting age that are men that will blow your fucking ass away. And we are the largest fucking army, and we have the most fucking weapons. We have the most fucking bullets, and we have the most fucking, reason to fucking take your ass out of this goddamn country. We got to take our borders back. We got to be a sovereign country again. We got to get out of this one world bullshit. I mean, it's one world economy. Somebody farts over in fucking Afghanistan or over in the Middle East. Oh, the price of gas just went up to $5. What the fuck is going on? You guys do know that the exports from this country of our sweet crude, It's going record every month. We're exporting more. But our price for our gas, and we're about paying $4 a gallon for, because they're importing the dirty crude, which makes more fucking goddamn pollution so that they can try to push their fucking carbon tax on you. These motherfuckers are coming at you from every angle. They are without authority. They are gangsters. And if you don't start seeing them as gangsters and killing them as gangsters, I mean, they have declared war on we the people. The ACLU said it in fucking plain fucking English. We are declaring war on the Bill of Rights. Well, the Bill of Rights is the freedom and autonomy of we the people. It is not for the government. It is not for fucking no other fucking purpose than the law of this fucking land. If you regulate the land, you regulate everything upon it. And they have spread their fucking vile fucking goddamn administrative admiralty from that 10-mile square. Oh, just let us bring the admiralty on land. We need to. We need to bring our admiralty on just a 10-mile square. We'll never let it get out of that 10-mile square. It won't even be a part of America. We'll call it the District of Columbia to keep it away from America, because fucking admiralty law is not fucking allowed to be exercised upon the people of this fucking country, upon the free nationals of this country. We own this goddamn country. And you have broken our every law, and you have stolen from us. And you have fucking you've tried to subjugate us, but you will not. You will get your asses shot off. And I know you're fucking sucking ass. You're all out there sucking each other's asses and you're at each other's spit with the United Nations. Well, we'll bring a million Chinese over. Bring them over. We'll bury a million Chinese for you. 2 million. Whatever you bring will fucking die. It will fertilize this fucking land and make it fucking bountiful once again for the people it belongs to, the American nationals. While America is much better, is in much better shape than it was 7 months ago, do you hear that fucking statement? In much better shape for who? For these fucking communists? For these fucking Bolshevists? For these Marxists? For these fucking fascists? Because all three fucking elements are at work here. Because you have the government working with fucking industry. When industry is the fucking government, that is fascism. And the Marxism and the fucking goddamn communism, hell, they stand right out in the streets and they tell you, this is a communist revolution we're having here. Really? Why isn't nobody shooting your fucking ass? I mean, you're burning buildings, you're fucking beating people in the fucking streets, and no fucking Americans are stepping up to kick your fucking ass. What's the fucking wrong with you guys, huh? You can't figure out who you are? Get that fucking Bill of Rights, read the son of a bitch, know your authority, and exercise it. You have the right to kill these people. They are trying to remove your form of fucking government, which guarantees your liberty, your freedom, and your right to own property. God damn, wake up. When I took office, I need to tell you a second fact. We're in a tough stretch, and it could last for a while. No, we're not nothing. It's all a fucking lie. Your COVID-19's a fucking lie. You've never produced a study or a sample of fucking COVID-19. It does not exist. Therefore, nothing attached to it fucking exists. It's just like when you committed the fraud of removing the fucking republic and replacing it with a corporation without the authority to do so, and in violation of the 9th article of the absolute law of this land, of we the people who hold the supreme superior jurisdiction over this fucking land as individuals. We are the grantors. Remember, people, when they told you in school, we granted them certain powers to the granted. We granted. That makes us the fucking boss, doesn't it? And forever, when I was, all the time I was growing up, all I heard was public servants. They're your public servants. They're your they're here. The governments. They're public. They serve you. They serve. And now they're saying, "Fuck you. We don't serve you. We serve the fucking Zionist Jews. We serve the Zion Empire." Well, bring the motherfucker on. Quit running your fucking mouth and let's get this shit on the fucking road. But Biden stopped short of mandating the vaccine for illegal immigrants. That's because he fucking can't, because he has no fucking, he hasn't got the corporate papers on them yet. Once he's got the corporate papers on them, but he won't. I mean, the whole idea here is to remove, see, we Americans, we're rich. Even this poor son of a bitches like me sitting in a fucking house like I'm sitting in the condition I'm in, I know I'm fucking rich. I know what's stolen from me. I know what's being withheld from me. It's just like the people of Iran. You know that when they made their fucking deal with them and gave them back those billions of dollars, we gave them billions of dollars. That was their fucking money that you seized. And with the Jews seized in their international fucking banks. You didn't give them nothing but what belonged to them. But they're doing the same thing here. They think you're too fucking stupid to think the most basic, elementary fucking thoughts. That you can't understand something like that. Why did they give the billions to those Iranians? Well, because it was their fucking money. It had been seized in international banks where they were operating in international fucking commerce. Which we want no part of. We do not need international commerce. We are the United States of these Americas. We have everything we need here. Now they're starting this with this rare earth fucking mineral bullshit because we're gonna go green. We're gonna quit using coal. We're gonna quit using oil. Everything's gonna be, solar or wind or anti-fart fucking, climate control. You know, this whole fucking shit agenda. You're not changing on my goddamn world, you son of a bitch. You didn't ask. Everything they have done since, I mean, this, the technology that's being used today is not fucking, there's no cutting edge shit going on here. They're just honing what they had clear back in the goddamn 1960s when they flew the fucking, the missiles into the moon when they started putting satellites into fucking orbit. Only they just shrunk it down. They just keep making it smaller and smaller and smaller. And you keep fucking buying the fucking junk. And they found your fucking form of entertainment, just like on the goddamn animal farm. They remember the animal farm, the sheeple where they were, sheep, they were starting to wonder what the fuck's going on, because the law that was written on the wall that was supposed to be the law for all the animals, it kept changing and the pigs kept becoming more and more less fucking controlled by any law or anything at all. They started becoming the fucking man, the farmer. Who had abused all the fucking animals, didn't they? But what did they do? The fucking pigs, they went in, they got a TV, and they went out there and they set it in the barn and turned it on, and all the sheep just stood there and stared at the fucking TV as they finished off destroying the fucking farm, destroying the fucking production. I mean, this is what true fucking communism is, people. It's destruction. Everybody, you know, talking about that communist utopia. Well, you people who fucking were lapping up that goddamn, free unemployment money, man, $300 a week, it's gone. I hope the fuck you saved it. If you saved it, you got a fucking chance. If you just went out and fucking, hey, man, goddamn, I'm a communist. I'm living life, man. Everything's fucking free. Everything ain't fucking free. Here's showing you right now what communism is. Communism is, yeah, you can have your fucking check. You know, we're going to give you your fucking check because you're going to do what we tell you. Put out your arm. We're going to put some fucking poison in your arm to kill you. Put out your fucking arm or the fucking goodies stop. That's what communism is. That's how communism kills fucking hundreds of millions of fucking people, just like in the last fucking century, in the 20th century. What was it, 120 million fucking people killed by their own fucking governments? Now your communism is starting to show its true face. And now when you go and you tell them to shove that shot up their fucking ass, like fucking, they only got 12 to 20%. I don't give a fuck what these lying pricks say. When you tell them to shove it up their fucking ass, you're gonna go out the fucking door and they're gonna bring in a goddamn foreigner who doesn't have to have the shot. so they don't have to deal with the fucking government. What the fuck? And that person's going to have your fucking job. Now, what are you going to do about these fucking scabs? You can do the communist thing and go down and beat the hell out of these fucking scabs? Are you going to go after that cocksucker in the suit that fucking hired him? That did not fucking stand for your freedom and liberty. That sold your freedom and liberty out and brought these fucking foreign motherfuckers in because it was to his benefit and he doesn't give a fuck what happens to you. Or the fact that what he is making off of your fucking resource, off of what belongs to fucking you. He's taking your fucking, there's a handful that want it fucking all. They're the fucking Masons. I guarantee every one of these cocksuckers is a fucking Mason. It's just like we're going to go on to the next goddamn story here. Biden exempts over 600,000 UPS workers from federal mandatory vaccination order. Now, they're going to tell us in this article that this is because of their union. Their union is because their union's going to stop. And bullshit. Before you can get in these fucking unions, it's just like a dock workers union. You got to know a real high Mason or you got to be a goddamn Mason. Because that's the job where you go and you kick back and you work a half a day's work for 3 days fucking pay what another man would do at the same fucking job in another situation. That's how that shit works. We ain't going to do it to you Masons. That's what this is fucking telling them. Just telling, don't worry about it, Masons. You're still our boys. You're our ground troops that fucking have pushed to remove the fucking Bill of Rights and put this country under fucking martial law under a communist dictatorship, which is going to be run out of the fucking Empire of Zion after the Middle East, the old Ottoman Empire, is captured and handed over to your Jewish masters. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Don't give a flying hillbilly fucker. get spread as the dirt on the road where we all grew up. Sing something with me if you ain't nothing but, you ain't nothing but, you ain't nothing but.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches and Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific time, and that was Kid Rock with Podunk. This little Podunk I grew up in here that these fucking communists have overrun and destroyed. My fucking life, my fucking culture, every fucking thing that fucking means anything to me, you have fucking destroyed, you corporate cocksuckers. And I will see each and every one of you fucking meet justice. I might not be here, but it's gonna fucking happen. The people are understanding. They're understanding. They're going, we're the fucking authority. And you turn around going, fuck you. And they're saying, there's four of you up there telling a fucking couple hundred of us, fuck you. Are you out of your goddamn minds? One fellow stood up there and said, you know, you're going to get, you're fixing to force good people to do things they don't want to do. But they're going to fucking do them bad things that they don't want to do. And that's what needs to start fucking happening now. Biden exempts over 600 UPS workers from federal mandatory vaccination order. This is from Zero Hedge. All people are equal before, quote, the science, but some unions are more equal. A union is a fucking communist apparatus. It is a collective. It is not fuck, it is a violation of the fucking Bill of Rights. It is a violation of the law of December 15, 1791, the law of we the people, the law of this fucking land. Fuck you and fuck your goddamn administrative admiralty law of the fucking sea. It does not apply on this goddamn land. We the people are the fucking jurisdictional authority, the absolute authority on this land, and we're going to enforce that fucking law on you, and you people will be amazed. See, it don't have to be so fucking complicated. They'll want to show you so much, oh, you need to file these kind of papers and this. No, what you need to do is you need to fucking shoot the head off this fucking snake. You need to shoot the fucking suits that are fucking leading this fucking insurrection against the fucking Bill of Rights, against the authority of we the people. You need to kill them dead. And then the riffraff that they've brought in here that they think we're gonna just burn up all our bullets on, well, they ain't gonna want to have them bullets burned up on them because the people that, well, they ain't gonna have no fucking buddy to back their fucking shit or tell them what to do. They're gonna have to fucking run for the border like they have before. And I say this time we go clear down to fucking Guatemala. We take the whole motherfucker. And for these cocksuckers, you think these son of a bitches crossing your borders don't know exactly what they're doing? They do not know that they're coming here and taking what belongs to you. They sure as hell do not know about that fucking Bill of Rights and the fact that nothing can be taken from you. If this country at the end of the fucking so-called Revolutionary War belonged to the fucking American nationals at all, equally, and not as a collective, as individuals. And that's why the law of December 15th, 1791 was put into effect, to make it clear it belongs to each of us equally. A bunch of you can't get together and take what belongs to one of us. You got that? The only way you can go into the common law courts is with, as an individual in your individual capacity. You don't get the fucking might of the fucking nation behind you for their fucking communist agenda, their one world agenda, to fucking squish you and remove you out of the fucking way. That's what they've been doing, and that's what they've been getting away with. And it's time for it to fucking stop. And no, and how do you put a stop to it? You fucking enforce your rights as an individual. Pretty soon, I mean, if everybody does it, if they're doing it to everybody, there's going to be a lot of people in the fucking field, isn't there? But you got to have the fucking balls. I mean, our founders knew it. This was the only fucking solution. The anti-federalists knew this was the only fucking solution, was that Bill of Rights. And they knew that their progeny, all the way down 240 years later, was going to have the fucking balls that they did, and do what they did, and enforce those fucking rights at the barrel of a fucking gun. That they were going to have to shoot the motherfucking internationalists out of this goddamn country, be they fucking fascists, Bolsheviks, or Marxists. Shoot them out of this fucking country. You go after the fucking suit. You cut that fucking head off that snake, and the rest of it you kick over the fucking border and clear down to goddamn, to South America. And everything you capture, you don't, it ain't to the the conquered go the spoils. It's going to be to the victor goes the spoils. We're going to get back every fucking thing you have stolen from us. And then we're going after those goddamn monarchs over there in fucking Europe that have been fucking milking us for fucking ever since the fucking inception of that phony ass fucking constitution that was written for the fucking very purpose of putting these goddamn corporate elite into powers. I mean, whether you call it corporation, whatever you fucking call it, it's a fucking dictatorship. And that's what a goddamn monarchy is a goddamn dictatorship. You got your fucking, they put that fucking thing, Biden. I mean, how many times have you watched an old movie where, you know, the king, or let's just take, what the hell was it, the Twin Towers series, you know, where a squirmer worm tongue had the king all hypnotized and everything and was running, the one running the fucking place. That old king, remember, he was just all shriveled up, whatever his worm tongue told him, that was the law, and the king, that was kings dictate. That's why we don't have fucking kings, so we don't have no squirmer fucking worm tongues. And the worm tongues are a communist goddamn, everybody's asking, who in the hell's running this country? A communist goddamn committee. Consisting of Kamala Harris at AECO or whatever the fuck they call her, and them other two fucking foreign bitches. That's who is making decisions. That's why this is so goofy. And that's why, hey, you know, fuck, these guys ain't gonna be nothing. They're taking every man out of the fucking army, out of the navy, out of the fucking marines, out of the fucking air force. And because if you do not fucking want to, if you will not accept this goddamn cultural horse shit, that would never fucking, our people were doing fine and living fine together until they put us in this international fucking system now, weren't they? No, we're gonna enforce our sovereign borders. We're gonna run everybody's ass out that don't belong here anymore. And just like when Squirmer Wormtongue went, I mean, he was the suit. He was the suit to shoot. And once he's gone, then fucking the people fucking can, well, we can fucking take back our autonomy. And we can put our common law courts back into fucking place, and we can start prosecuting whoever is left in this country. Now, these fucking Masonic lodges are across. That was the first thing they built in this goddamn country. The post office came first, and then the goddamn Masonic lodge. Go look it up where you live. And that's how the fucking aristocracy kept themselves in control. And fucking gradually fucking with the thin edge of that wedge, drove that motherfucker in all the way into the thick edge. To the point we are today. And then the stupid motherfucking people telling you, well, the way you change things is you vote, see? Who puts up the fucking motherfuckers that you, they put three or four motherfucking elitists, them, their people, the fucking people who want to control you, the goddamn aristocracy, they put two or three of their people up and tell you, pick one. That's my power. I'll pick which fucking, who's gonna be my fucking lord. Who's gonna be my king? That's all in the fuck you have done. Your voting has put us in this goddamn position that we're in. Because it wasn't open to every fucking American. We weren't getting our best. We weren't even getting, I mean, now we don't even get American nationals. These motherfuckers, none of them are in the God that is serving in this corporation. This goddamn United States unlawful fucking treasonous corporation, violation of the fucking law, the ninth article in particular. None of them have been here for fucking three generations. The people who should be in these fucking offices should be regular fucking folk. They're the ones that fucking won the fucking war. They're the one that would protect your goddamn rights. And Donald Trump ain't no regular fucking folk, people. He's a goddamn internationalist. He owns hotels and fucking real estate around the fucking world. He does business with foreign fucking governments. He told you when he was running for president that he knew how all the politicians were bought off and how they had laws built to keep fucking anybody from rising up from the bottom in competition, any of the goyim from rising up to be a competition to the fucking masters, to the ruling class. He told you about the bribery that he had participated in. You should have arrested him, not elected him president, you fucking fools. But now here you have it. All the people are equal before the science, but some unions are more equal. They're going to continue, you know, they're going to blame this. What are the unions? That's the goddamn Masonic Lodge in action. That is their incorporation out into the public. That's their public face. I know a lot of people that fucking have joined the fucking Masons so they could join the fucking union so they could have the fucking cake fucking job where you don't have to fucking work. And I mean fucking, it rains and you don't have to go to work and you get paid double time. It's always been here. And it is pure fucking communism because it's collectivism. We're guaranteed a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual, which are outlined quite clearly in that fucking Bill of Rights, which is not fucking, fucking suggestion. It is absolute fucking written, ratified law. You can hang somebody with that law. You can shoot somebody with that law. If they come in, but to come to remove your law that fucking your country was created upon, they're coming to fucking conquer your country. They're coming to conquer your people. And you think they fucking, you might think, well, Henry, you know, you just said, you know, go down and drive them clear down to Guatemala and enslave them. What in the fuck are they trying to do to you? They're trying to enslave you. I want these fucking, you know, any of these suits is left, man. Well, we'll make them do some work before they take their swim or take their fucking dance and shit dance from the fucking gallows. Where they're going to fucking pay. They're going to pay for the fucking misery they have caused. They have caused me misery all my fucking life. I don't know about you. Yeah, I mean, the people that go along, that have gone along with this shit and have gone and joined, I could be a Mason, and they tell you you're going to have privileges, and you, man, if you're a real smart guy and you're fucking joining the fucking Masons, hell, you can get a Rhodes Scholarship, the Golden Key, and fucking, I mean, goddamn, you just go down and say, give me my account with fucking $130 million in it. Like Trump declaring fucking bankruptcy 9 fucking times and comes out of it a billionaire. Is that how it fucking works, people? Yes, it is. That's how it's always worked in this country. This is how they got their fucking, this is how they've entrenched themselves. They are entrenched, and we have to unentrench them. We have to fucking go after the goddamn suits. They're the ones that, I mean, that fucking dead, I want to fucking go after Biden. But going after him is a fool's errand. Because it's not him. He doesn't even, I don't think the motherfucker even knows where he's at. Walk over to, I think they paint a spot on the floor. Walk over there. And he's got a thing in his ear. Walk over there and say these words. And then, do you watch him? He just turns around and walks away like a fucking mummy. Your country is being run by fucking 3 fucking goddamn fucking communist cunts that are foreigners. They should never, Kamala Harris should never have been fucking a vice president of these fucking United States. She is not a natural born American. She's not a natural born American. And neither are these other 2 cunts. That one cunt is an immigrant. How is it somebody who just emigrated here? Well, she wasn't even an immigrant. She was an illegal immigrant that got legalized. And she's fucking in your goddamn one of your highest seats of fucking government? Where's your fucking heads, people? I shouldn't say that because fuck you figured it out, man. People are fucking, people are rising up. But I mean, like this shit, when they go for them fucking jobs, you better get mean. You better get real fucking mean. Don't fucking just crawl over in the street and buy you some heroin and sit there on the sidewalk and kill yourself. Because it's fucking, I mean, you're going to be dead either way. I mean, why don't you take your fucking country back? And the ones of us that make it through, if be it me, be it you, or if I not me, or if not you, at least when we're done, this fucking country will be back under the fucking law of we the people. When we walk upon the land, it will be our fucking land, and our jurisdiction will be upon that land, and our jurisdiction guarantees liberty and freedom. God Almighty, it was enough for fucking people to fucking walk with rags on their feet, bloodied feet, in the fucking snow, starving to death, to go and stick a pike in a fucking German. It was good. That, I mean, that was the reward, and they knew what they were fighting for. You fucking people haven't seen nothing of communism. I mean, they talk about goddamn China like it's a wonderful fucking place. Well, go over there. I don't get you fucking people. Your utopia is fuck Venice. How close is Venezuela? How close is Mexico? Go right down there. You want communism? What the fuck? You know, you don't want communism, or you just go fucking down to Venezuela where it's fucking the fucking law of the land. And you live your communist, it ain't quite a utopia down there now, is it? In fact, everywhere you fucking look, it's goddamn misery. Look at Australia. They call it socialism, but by God, it's a mix of communism and fascism. Look what they're doing to those fucking people. They allowed themselves to be disarmed, and now they're treating them like goddamn goyim, soulless animals, beating them in the streets. What are you gonna do about it? We got the fucking guns. Got it? The guns are what fucking, oh, guns don't need, there's rifles and everything. It's not that, bullshit. Why the fuck do you send armies over to fucking conquer other fucking countries, empire? Because it takes a man with a fucking gun still to win a fucking war. Not that we should be playing these fucking games. We should fucking capture this country back. And once we capture this country back, we will have our, that belongs to we, the people, the individual free sovereign nationals, fucking nuclear arsenal. And then we'll show you how we don't have to fucking kill people. We don't have to, well, people might get killed, but we don't have to send our people out into harm's way to make fucking more fortunes for the fucking Jews. We can just simply say, you got this criminal, hey, New Zealand, we know you're harboring goddamn Joe Biden, and we know Kamala Harris is over there, I mean, the AOC is over there. We know you're giving them sanctuary in your fucking country. We also have an accounting book here that says that you got fucking, $5 trillion worth of our fucking gold. You got 72 hours to deliver it all up. Get it on a fucking plane, get it over here, or else we're gonna send you a fucking ICBM nuclear fucking hydrogen bomb. Or maybe two or three, and we're going to fucking turn your whole goddamn country into fucking glass. Now do it. And if they fucking so much as well, boom, hit the button. I bet you the next motherfucker will listen. Because you got to remember the people that fucking founded this country, and fucking the people that gave you that goddamn Bill of Rights, that put your goddamn fucking natural rights into written law, that gave you the ability to enforce that law with deadly force under the second article, because it is fucking law, and you are within the law when you use that deadly force. If they are trying to fucking violate or remove your law or subvert your fucking law, you have the right to kill them. It's like any invasion. Somebody invades you, you got the right to fucking shoot their asses down. They're coming to take you, your life, your property, everything you fucking care about. It's our duty. It's not just our right, it's our fucking duty. We are derelict in fucking carrying out our duty as American nationals to fucking enforce the law of that fucking Bill of Rights. And all you people out there know it. Some of you are doing something about it. Some of you are getting ready, and there's a plenty of us, but it's just, you know, sitting here a question of how far will they be pushed. I keep going back to my conversation with old Bill that day, when the fucking, you know, when those people in Georgia, and I don't mean fucking Atlanta, I mean over there in fucking the Ukraine, over there in that commie fucking country, when that, you know, finally they got tired of the fucking Soviet Union because they fucking were starving to fucking death and they were freezing to fucking death and everything was going to goddamn people like Putin, who was a KGB fucking agent. It was all going to the goddamn big communists. I mean, do you realize that when they fucking, you know, started their communist bullshit, when they went around rounding up, taking all the food and stock and destroying it so they could starve the people into submission? That they first, what they did, because just like this, shit that, well, we can't make vaccinations, fucking mandatory. We can. It's against the law. It'd be violating the people's fucking rights. We can't do it. It'd be breaking the law. And here they are. We're mandating. Then you're saying you're breaking the law. You're saying shove our law up our ass. You're saying shove our autonomy up our ass. You're saying shove our freedom and liberty up our ass. We're gonna shove our fucking guns down your fucking throat. But those goddamn Russians, they fucking, the communists, they said, well, each person, because, you know, we have this starvation situation, you get like a goddamn fish head and a bowl of fucking rice a day, and that's all. And that went on for, about a week. And then they say, well, us up here in the proletariat, fucking, you know, we're having to make the decisions. We're the brain, see? And brains, you have to have a lot of protein so that the brain, this is the truth. So that, because we have to make the crucial decisions that are going to form our new fucking communist utopia for the rest of you. It'll come. It will come. It will come to you. You betcha it will when they put that bullet through your head. But it will come to you. So we're going to have good food. We're going to eat steak. And we're going to eat caviar. And we're going to have the high protein good foods so that our brains can do the fucking job for you fucking peons and kill about a fucking 60 to 120 million of you motherfuckers. And put you in the gulags that were run by goddamn rabbis. It's fucking written fact. Look it up. I mean, I'm not telling you something just to fucking hear my head rattle or to fucking a conspiracy theory. Look it up. That's exactly what fucking happened. And they're playing the same game here. Now they're going to come and they're going to try and starve us. I'll tell you what, motherfuckers. You know, out here they're telling you, oh, the deer and the elk, and they got some kind of fucking disease or something. You shouldn't eat it. I mean, and these forest fires, you know, they're trying to destroy every fucking natural means of getting food. You know, like you went out and gathered from your forest that belonged to fucking you to fucking eat. They're trying to destroy it all. And they're trying to destroy the fucking cattle. The cattle herds by fucking cutting off the water. I mean, there's out here, man, with this drought we've got. I mean, a dude told me about going up to a lake called Wiki up. It's up, out towards the east, northeast of here. And that motherfucker was a lake. I mean, I fished it before. And he said that motherfucker was completely dry. They are trying to fucking kill you. They will make sure that when the things get to their very worst, recolonization force, they will let them, you know, they're used to, you know, living on a fish head and a bowl of rice a day. Man, they'll fucking, you know, they'll keep them just enough to keep them fucking working, slaving like the slaves they want to have, averting their eyes, not doing anything to upset the fucking rich man who's diddling the little fucking 3-year-old kid because it's all right under the Talmud. I mean, you can rape a 3-year-old kid under the Talmud and it's all right because they're going to forget it. And whatever you want to do, rich man, just let me work my ass off all fucking day long for my fucking bowl of rice and oh yeah, you want to rape my daughter? Well, of course you have the right. You're the fucking Lord, the corporate Lord. I always remember that part in fucking Braveheart when that son of a bitch rides up during that wedding. It's my royal right. Man, right there, a fucking arrow right through his fucking face would have been the fucking answer. But they did at least stand up and fight finally. But how many, he said 100 years of oppression? That's about what we have suffered, people. And it's about time to put a fucking end to it. Anyway, we're past the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, get your goddamn gander up. Realize what they're doing. Go buy you some fucking two or three fucking cows from the goddamn ranches. You can get them for nothing. You can get them dirt cheap. Bring them into your yard. I mean, bring them in a truck, run them down a ramp into your yard, shoot the motherfucker in the head, take a come along, jack it up in a tree and fucking butcher it yourself. Fill your fucking freezers. Get ready for this shit because it's here. It's not coming. It's here. And they're letting you know in certain terms. And God, yes, I do hate that fucker Biden. I'd like to have that fucking Mick motherfucker. I'd like to have him 20 years ago when he's just a smart mouth fucking little punk bitch. He talks about how grew up in the mean streets. Imagine that little weenie ass motherfucker getting tough with anybody at any point in his whole miserable fucking life. I can't.
He's worse than Trump or Bush or Obama.
No, there ain't a penny's worth of difference in him. He was just the one that was, he was just the numb, dead, fucking mummied motherfucker who had an original thought in the last 2 years, it has been a lonely son of a bitch. But he's the one that's put in place there. Who's your president? But who's running fucking shit? I mean, you keep seeing the question being asked. Who's running shit? Well, a communist committee is running shit. Who consists of that committee? You ever see old Kamala around? The AOC and those other two bitches? There's your communist fucking committee that is running this fucking country outside the fucking law, in violation of the fucking law, declaring goddamn communism, declaring Bolshevism, declaring Marxism, declaring fascism. Right in your fucking face, declaring that you do not have any rights. Declaring a war on your fucking Bill of Rights, people. That's your autonomy. That's your freedom. That's your liberty. That's your right to own property. That's your right to be left the fuck alone. You better think hard on it. And you better figure that on something to do. I mean, if even something small. If everybody did something small. But if everybody did something big, fuck, man, what a fucking impact that would have. And I mean, dang, and I would watch out this fucking weekend. It's 20th anniversary. And with all this shit they're doing with the lithium and the rare earth minerals over there, because that's all that ever had anything to do with. That didn't have shit to do with the fucking, well, it was a fucking excuse. I mean, they blew up the fucking World Trade Center, the fucking CIA and the fucking Mossad, so that they could get over there at them rare earth fucking minerals, didn't they? Because that's what the Russians wanted. They know what in the future, they know what they're gonna need. They've already got a plan. They plan 100 years in the future. And you're sitting here living minute for minute waiting for them to fucking kill you. You fucking fools. Make a plan. Make it a small one at first. And carry it out. And then make a bigger one. And carry it out. Fight the fucking enemy! That is the word from the trenches. You do the same, sir.
Cookies!